It seems like only yesterday we were reporting on the soap opera that is the Los Angeles Lakers offseason. That's because it was only yesterday. Yesterday, Shaquille O'Neal, the premier big man in the game of basketball, got himself traded to Miami. The timing was no coincidence. Under a rare poetic provision of the National Basketball Association labor agreement, the first day of 2004 on which free agent contracts could be signed was yesterday, and that was the 14th of July, the day Parisians stormed the Bastille, liberating a handful of people, whom we would probably now call detainees, to be free to sign contracts with the basketball team of their choice. So today, with a giant void at the center of the Lakers franchise where Shaquille O'Neal once stood, the question was, would the team's other superstar opt to remain a Laker? And the answer is an unsurprising yes. Kobe Bryant has decided that there's no place like home, if home is willing to pay $136 million over the next seven seasons. That's the maximum pay allowable. With today's news, Bryant, a 6'6" guard who turns 26 in a month, becomes the dominant player on what is likely to be a weaker Lakers team next year. Of course, his future in the NBA also depends on the outcome of his sexual assault trial in Colorado.